You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. I am Allison Footer from MLB.com, here with my friend Corey Brock, who is covering the Padres as usual for our wonderful website. And Corey, I want to talk a lot about the trade deadline that's coming up, but first, I just want to talk in general because I don't know what to make of these Padres. So maybe you could help me, because just when I think I have them figured out, and by that I mean that they're not a very good team, then they string together like a pretty nice winning streak. And as we're taping this, they had just lost to the Giants. But before that, they won five straight. So tell me what's going right with these guys and why they seem to be so streaky, I guess.
Well, unlike you, I've stopped trying to figure them out, Allison, because I can't seem to get a good read on what they are from week to week or day to day. It's been interesting to watch. This whole season has been a kind of a wild roller coaster ride, I guess, with obviously far more valleys than there have been peaks. But I had a nice little win streak there, season best 5-game winning streak, and not coincidentally, this coincided with Matt Kemp really heating up at the plate. I know, Allison, we talked so much, even going back to spring training, about what he could potentially mean for the Padre offense. And, got off to a good start in April, struggled in May and June, but has sort of found his swing again, his confidence in the month of July, and has done a very nice job of driving the ball, had a big two-run home run to the deepest part of the ballpark here at Petco Park the other day. And, yeah, that's what they need, though. They need all that to kind of get going. The pitching generally has been very good. So they've sort of been waiting for both those components to kind of click at the same time. And, for the first 3-plus months of the season, that hasn't happened.
So, even though, yes, they've been winning lately, but it's still, not a very good record when you're talking about where they are being contenders, even for that second wild card spot. So this is what I find just so fascinating, is that all of the names that we heard about in the offseason and just this team that they assembled that was so interesting. Now you're seeing a lot of these names as guys that might be trading. Who would you say is mostly on the block? It's hard to pinpoint like who actually could be dealt, but are there some guys that would be like really, really interesting trade chips for a lot of teams?
Yeah, and it may not be the most marquee guys either. I think the easy answer, you could assume Justin Upton, who will be a highly sought after free agent after the season. I would imagine a lot of teams would like to have his bat for 2 months, but he equates to a rental, Allison, and a lot of teams might not want to forfeit a lot in terms of compensation and prospects for a 2-month rental, thinking that you may not have a chance to re-sign him. So, if he stays put, I wouldn't be at all surprised. But guys like Will Venable, a left-handed hitting outfielder who could play all three outfield positions, can run. I think a guy like that has some value. Craig Kimbrell, the closer, he's under team control. I would imagine they're getting a lot of hits on him. And same with Ian Kennedy, the starting rotation has been pitching very well, the last 6 weeks. He'll be a free agent at the end of the year. So, I think the Padres may be looking at a couple guys, especially like, let's say, in terms of Kennedy, who doesn't figure to be part of their future moving forward, that maybe you look to recoup a few pieces now. Maybe that could help you this year and help you beyond. So, but, the funny thing, Allison, is like, I really think that the second wild card has maybe kind of ruined the trade deadline in a sense that, these teams are going to, I think they're going to push these decisions right up until, the 11th hour there on the 31st, just because you're trying to figure out what you are, who you're going to be. And just when you think you have it figured out, maybe you reel off 5 wins in a row, and then just as quickly you could lose 5 in a row. So it's just trying to figure out where you are, if you're realistically in this thing. And, mathematically, the Padres are.
Yeah, and I would imagine that it's kind of got to be hard for A.J. Preller. The moves that he made, the things that he did, we've had lots of conversations on the fact that he definitely had the most interesting offseason, not necessarily the best, very controversial when he dismissed Buddy Black. There's been, there's a lot of eyes that are on him. Would it be hard for him to be a seller at the trade deadline, considering the kind of expectations that he and his staff set by putting this roster together?
Yeah, I don't know if it's hard for him, or maybe he's pragmatic enough to just kind of decide that, okay, hey, this isn't working. We need to try something else. But, you know, there's other components involved here. You know, as you know, this is a, you know, you're trying to win back your fan base. They did such a nice job of that in the offseason without playing a single game by sort of recapturing the imagination and, you know, the livelihood of the fan base by, you know, with all these moves they make. And now you, if you want to turn around and tear it all down, I just think that may send a wrong message. You know, this is a franchise that, you know, is trending upward, I think. You know, they've done a lot of things with the stadium. They have a beautiful new scoreboard, the largest in the National League. They're going to host the All-Star game here next year. I think you sort of have to be careful on a PR front a little bit. But ultimately, you know, you got to make the team better, and some of these decisions will rate as tough moving forward. They just sent down Will Middlebrooks to AAA. He was their opening day third baseman. He was one of the guys they traded for this winter. So these decisions aren't easy, but I think, you know, they have probably have some contingencies in place of guys that they think they can move, the guys they want to move, and guys maybe certainly they'd like to hang on to. But I think everything's such a fluid situation. But, you know, if we've seen anything from A.J. Preller, and, you know, the sample size is still pretty small, but I think we've seen a willingness and a want to improve the team at no matter the cost, you know, whether that be prospects or moving guys off the major league roster. So, you know, I would have to think that he has the blessing of the front office to move forward and make some major decisions here moving toward the trade deadline.
So I have a little note down here. Would they dare trade James Shields? He's pretty safe, right? I mean, that would take something crazy in order for them to trade him. Am I right on that?
Yeah, I don't see how they better themselves by really doing that. You know, this is the guy that signed the largest contract in franchise history in February, and it's still, you know, by no means is it a team-friendly deal, but, you know, it's a lot better deal than, you know, what the Cubs gave John Lester, for example. And I still think that, Shields is a very good pitcher. He's very durable. He makes all his starts. He's been roughed up maybe just a couple times, so mostly you know what you're getting from the guy. And, you know, they might be a little bit more apt to, you know, trading someone like Andrew Kashner and maybe recoup some pieces and maybe even recoup a starting pitcher, thinking that, especially if you're going to trade a starter and maybe you're going to lose Ian Kennedy eventually, that you have to find a way to fill these innings at the major league level. So maybe guys that are going to be in their rotation in the second half in 2016 aren't even here yet. So, you know, I could see them moving. You know, Tyson Ross is a very interesting piece. I truly think, Allison, he's one of the better pitchers in the National League and still kind of slides under the radar a little bit. But, you know, I think that they won't move him. But, you know, Kashner could be a guy that they look to move at some point.
Yeah, the one thing I think we've learned over time is that there are a few untouchables, but everybody has a price. I mean, you know, you could be swayed if you're just kind of blown away and you're in a situation like the Padres with an offer. I mean, I wouldn't think that anybody's off the board, even a really good starting pitcher. If you can just net, you know, if you can steal, you know, a bunch of players from somebody else, I guess they would have to think about that.
Well, yeah, and you're right. Yeah, the term untouchable, I kind of laugh at. And I just, you know, I think that as a general manager, I think you have to go into this process, not just now, but, you know, every month of the year, you know, with your eyes open and your ears open and have a willingness to trade with anyone, and that includes within the division. I know Kevin Towers told me several years ago that, you know, if you truly think this is a move that can better your team, you don't really worry about the in-division stuff. I mean, sure, there's maybe a little bit of a fear, Allison. Let's say you move a position player within a division and, you know, he gets 45 at-bats against you and he could cause some damage there. But, like, you know, you, at some point you can't be so worried about what you're giving up but more concerned about what you're getting. So, yeah, untouchables, yeah, I don't know if there is one on the roster. I don't know if there should be one on the roster. I think you have to be willing and amenable to listen to offers on everybody and weigh them equally and then make a decision from there.
Well, we will keep our eye on it. Thank you so much, Corey, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.